One way or another, we're going to get this show done. Okay?
This is
one way or another.
One way or another.
I'm
going to get you.
One way or another. Your computer may be at risk.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better
than being stuck waiting for a train to pass.
It's better
than being chewed out by the really big brass.
It's better
than finding out the diamond ring's just glass.
It's better
than your car being stolen.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. Well, on today's show, we're going to try to talk about the Bushy Tail Awards nominated by our listeners at the community at MyLifeMinistries.org. They have listened to the show and have made their own suggestions.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
Okay,
that works.
That works?
That works.
All right, we're working.
That works.
You think that's good?
It's the third time I record this show, yeah. Oh,
yay. The first two shows were brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll never hear those. Because they're all...
You're left for this crappy show where we're all frustrated.
Yay.
Yay, you.
We did a whole...
Two Blind Squirrels is gooder than Star Wars.
We did a whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't come out.
Nope.
And that makes it hard to every do another show.
Every podcaster's worst nightmare.
Yeah. It's a great show. Everything goes perfectly. The timing is good. Everything's like, great. And yeah.
Then you're like, you want to do it again? No. No, not really. I don't. Not at all.
All right. What did we say?
Bushy Tail Awards from the listeners.
We already did that. We did Bushy Tail.
No, these are from the listeners.
Oh, okay.
We told them to come up with their own, and
they did.
They listened to us. Uh-oh. It's weird. So let me start from the beginning. This was initially started by Lottie, or Lottie Da.
Which is it? Is it
Lottie Da? It's
Lottie Da. Lottie.
Lottie da. Lottie da.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. Go ahead.
Hers are.
I'll let her flame me for it on the board.
Hers are. Movie Pan's Labyrinth. I didn't see it.
Pan's Labyrinth?
I don't.
Who?
Pan's Labyrinth. That was the name of the movie.
Okay.
She says, I don't think it came out this year, but I discovered it this year and loved it. Book. The last Harry Potter book. Ew.
What?
No.
Why don't you get because Harry Potter?
No, I don't like Harry Potter. I don't like the fact that he's a Potter.
Have you read the books? Have you read a book? Have you read a chapter out of the book?
No, I saw a movie.
You didn't? No. Did you see Call of the Wild?
No, I read Call of the Wild.
Okay. Because it's a better book than it is movie.
Okay. Well, is the book the same as the movie?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but I don't care. Okay. Not into Harry Potter. Not into him at all. Let's see. I don't have TV, she says. This is her rating for TV. I don't have cable at my place, but I do watch The Amazing Race at her parents' house whenever she gets a chance.
Cool.
So Faith loves Amazing Race. So there you go.
I like to waste my time on things too.
Song. That's Chaz's opinion there. Song. I'm going to be like Brad and do a guy and girl song. Farabee Lionheart is awesome, but if I have to pick one song, it would have to be Put Me in Your Play. Put Me in Your Play by Farabee Lionheart. I may have to look that up.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that one, and that's very odd. It's a very odd thing for me. Okay, Plum also has a new CD out, which is awesome. You guys should check that out.
Plum?
Hmm? The name of the band is Plum. It's a Christian band. Mm-hmm. Sort of. It's sort of one of those Christian band that tries to play in the mainstream.
Plum.
Plum. It's a girl. It used to be a band. I think now it's just her.
Oh.
So. Anyway, the song that she likes is Manic. Toy. I bought my first laptop this year. Well, good for you, la-di-da. It's a pink Dell. It's Inspiron? Something. And she's named it Chica.
Chica.
It's always good to name your laptops. We named Chaz's new laptop Leonard.
Yeah.
And so now you have Chica. Okay, shirt. I have to say my staff shirts from camp. Since I love camp, and those shirts remind me of great times last summer. See, everybody has a favorite shirt.
Oh, cool.
Everybody has a favorite shirt.
Yeah.
Website, maps.google.com.
Oh, they rock.
I switched from Yahoo to Google. If anybody's still using Yahoo, come on. You're a Yahoo. For the maps. And I am very so glad I did. All right. What was that? I love being able to drag the route to change the way
I go. Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yes, that is awesome.
I accidentally did that the other day.
You accidentally did it?
Yeah. I was like, wow, look at that.
Yeah, you just drag it over.
You know, the point when I stopped using any other map program was?
When was that?
When I got wrong directions. When I went.
Really?
I
just spit all the down myself.
That was nice.
I think I should stop. I think I should swallow then talk. Yeah. What do you think? That was genius. That's a podcast first.
Yeah, I got directions where I was going. I printed them off. You know, I got them in the car next to me. I get to where I'm supposed to be.
Uh huh.
And the building is on the other side of the freeway.
Ouch, that hurts. Yeah. So now you're Google only.
I'm a Google only. Yeah.
Well, Gracie says, movie. The only one I saw was Evan Almighty. What? You only saw one movie the entire year of 2007?
Wow. At the end.
What?
That's pretty much at the end, isn't it? Evan
Almighty? I guess. I don't know. That's kind of weird. Book. She doesn't have time to read. The TV show is The Biggest Loser. Now, what do these three things have in common?
What? That they're usually watching reality TV?
She says...
Oh.
She says she only saw one movie this year, she didn't have time to read, and that her favorite TV show is The Biggest Loser.
Oh, she's watching TV.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh.
It just seems odd to me.
Though. Oh. Have you seen The Biggest Loser?
I bet the people on that show don't have time to read either. See, you're not getting my point here.
I know.
Oh, well. I haven't seen The Biggest Loser, but it's about losing weight, right?
It is good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
It's good. It's good.
I think Faith watches it.
That and Last Comic Standing is the only... "quote unquote" reality shows that I really kind of get into.
I like Last Comic Standing. That's a good show.
Yeah.
Gracie's a very music person. I know that. So here's her favorite song: "Bring Me to Life" by Evanescence, which is one of your favorite songs.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Toy, my laptop belongs to the work, but she claims it as hers. Let's see. Shirt. It's not really a shirt as much as it is a light jacket. Black leather jacket that I never thought would look good on me, but I love it.
Did we have a favorite shirt?
What?
Did we have a favorite shirt category?
Yes.
Did we?
Had, yes.
What was mine?
You said the one you had on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, remember that. Yeah. What a lame answer.
Yeah, it was. Her favorite website, is, besides mylifeministries.org, which is the best answer, is her homeschool site. She said she's been on it for the last 10 years now. She doesn't list it, so I can't plug it, but that's her favorite site. So, Larry says his favorite movie. He only saw two movies this year, and one of those was Sunshine, which was the best that he saw out of the two. He doesn't say what the other one was. Book. He just got through reading The Dream of Scipio. The Dream of Scipio.
It's a peanut butter story.
I guess so. By Ian Pears. Is this a joke? Am I missing out on something? I don't know. Which was very good. TV. I don't watch TV. Well, that's good. He has more time to spend on the board, right?
Yeah.
Song. I have no idea when songs come out. But I was really struck by Michael W. Smith's Here I Am to Worship this year. So there you go.
Yeah, that's cool.
His favorite toy is his cell phone. He has a beige, his shirt is a beige striped dress shirt that I just now fit into. Oh, I guess he's lost some weight, so he's you know, or maybe he's filling out and it was too big for him. I don't know which. he's not clear on that. And his favorite website is My Life Ministries, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, because right. He rocks.
I like
yes.
these bushy tail awards.
Yeah. They're working out good for us. Luke says his favorite movie is Children of Men. His favorite book for 2007 is – Children of Men is not 2007, I don't think. But anyway, his favorite book is Evomag. He has a link to it here. www.evo.co.uk.
Cool.
His favorite TV show this year, he says, was Prolifeed? I don't know. Know what that is.
Never heard of it.
It must be something in Australia.
Oh, cool.
His favorite song this year was Sinai Beach Necessary Bloodshed. That's his favorite song for the year.
No, don't know that one either.
You're not familiar with it?
No.
Familiar with the...
Sinai Beach?
Sinai Beach.
Sinai Beach?
Sinai. Anyway, it's called... song is evidently a ballad entitled Necessary Bloodshed.
Which is Christ.
Sure. Well, yeah. It's
Necessary Bloodshed.
Sure. It's a song about... Oh, here it is. It's a pretty song. Okay, well, it's not Jingle Bells, but okay. And
makes me nervous.
Yeah. His favorite shirt is from Top Gear magazine called I Am the Stig, STIG. Don't know what that means, but that's his favorite shirt. People from Australia are weird, is what we're doing. His favorite website is abovetopsecret.com. I don't know what that is either, but I'm going to click on it because I'm brave. Ruth Ann, well, that comes up, which my internet connection is. Oh, okay, here we go. It's, it's not very clear what this is. This is going to take some investigation to figure out what all this is about. But it evidently is full of conspiracy theories about people being, people being from Mars and, stuff like that. So, I don't know. It's a very, very quick overview here.
You making stuff up?
No, it says, explosion heard at the Buddha rally.
At a Buddha rally?
Yeah, it's got a thing over here that says...
You can't be doing stories about explosions at a Buddha rally.
This is The View from Mars, a dedicated forum to best-selling author Jim Mars. Oh, it's Jim Mars. It's not the planet Mars. Sorry. Well, it's hard to tell what this site's about. It's not very clear. So, anyway... It's going to take
a Mars bar. Not everything's from Mars.
I'll have to check that out. It looks interesting, actually. Okay, here is Ruth Ann's.
Okay.
Ruth Ann's movie was Hairspray for 2007. That was her favorite movie. Her favorite book, she didn't read anything this year. Or she says, sorry, I don't have any. So if she did read a book, she didn't like it.
Yeah.
Her favorite TV was Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
Dancing with the Stars. Her favorite toy is a new computer. Seems to be a theme. Her favorite shirt is a pink T-shirt with a flag on it. I love it. It is old and comfortable. Her favorite website besides MyLifeMinistries.org is the News Junkie Drudge Report.
The Drudge Report.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a.
She says, "I'm a news junkie."
Popular.
The Drudge Report. Yeah. Aha.
So far you've taken us to Mars and you've news junkie drudged report us.
Yes, news junkie drudged report.
Is that what you're doing? You're slamming all the words.
Slamming all the words together. All right. So this one's from Michigan Charlie. His favorite movie is Bourne Ultimatum that he saw this year.
That's a good one.
The favorite book for the year was The Bear and Dragon by Tom Clancy. Don't you read Tom Clancy sometimes? No, you read the other guy.
John Grisham.
Grisham.
Yeah.
Okay. His favorite TV show is NCIS. Which I'm not sure what that means, but I think it has something to do with Special Victims Unit or CIS, Criminal Investigations.
CSI?
This isn't CSI. This is NCIS. I don't even know what that is. I don't know. Anyway,
North Carolina
he says he tried to watch... What?
North Carolina Institute of Science?
Yeah, that's it. They have a TV show. Okay. He says he tried to watch Pushing Daisies, but had to stop because he found it to be offensive to his beliefs as a Christian.
Mm. Which was one of the shows that you liked.
Yes.
Pushing Daisies.
I don't understand how it would be offensive to your beliefs as a Christian. I mean, anyway, okay. I mean, it's not a Christian show.
No, definitely not.
It's very fantasy. It's all allegory and stuff.
Yeah, it's no different. To me, it's no different than people who got into Heroes.
Right.
You know, because Heroes is superpowers.
Superpowers and evolution. So, yeah.
You know, yeah. But which may not be somebody's cup of tea either.
This is true. I'm sorry, Charlie, that I picked out a show that I... Anyway, I'm sorry if you got offended. I did not realize it would be offensive. So his favorite song was Do You Know Who He Is by Katie Nelson. I think we featured that before.
Do we? I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe he has on his podcast. I don't remember which.
Okay.
It was very good, though. And his favorite toy. He didn't have a favorite toy.
Aww.
That's sad. We need to buy Mission Controller a toy. Maybe this one. This is my... Oh, I know. In just a second. I'll do that in a minute. His favorite shirt. He doesn't have a favorite shirt either. We need to buy him a shirt.
He's got a shirt. He's got a squirrel shirt.
He's got a squirrel shirt, and that's not his favorite shirt, though. He says he doesn't have a favorite shirt. So sad. And his favorite website is mylifeministries.org.
No, that's...
Because he rocks.
That's redeeming.
let's see if there's anybody else here. He says...
I like this whole Bushy Tail Award. I like the reverse. This is the reverse Bushy Tail Award.
The reverse Bushy Tail Award.
Inverse mm-hmm. Bushy Tail Award.
And the rest is just banter. So that was all of the entries.
This is the inverted Bushy Tail Award.
This is my favorite toy. You see my favorite toy I got? Oh. I got this from my new sister-in-law, Jen.
The clown.
Mm-hmm. And this is my favorite toy. And we'll have to put a picture of this on the website.
Yeah,
can you get a picture of this for the website?
I can.
Okay, maybe a video of it. The website would be good because
Ooh, that would be cool. It
has a special foot. You see, it's got a magic foot. It's a squirrel holding a nut with a Santa hat on.
It's a button.
And it has a little scarf.
Yeah.
And he has a special paw. He has a magic paw.
Yeah.
And if you push his magic paw... See, he's holding a nut.
That's cute.
And he's singing. Why don't you turn me down?
That's cute because
he's
loud.
And he's singing a nut. Nuttin.
That's cute.
Nuttin. And yes, he's very loud. And
yes.
He moves up and down and kind of bobs his head when he's singing. And he doesn't look much like a squirrel, actually.
No,
you
he
notice.
Doesn't.
He doesn't. He looks more like a small cat.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yes,
The genius thing about... You can press it again and make it go off.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. But the genius thing about it is that I can drive the rest of my family crazy with it. See, that's the genius of it. Are you trying to run down the battery?
I'm just trying to see where he starts and stops.
My wife has threatened me that she will flush it down the toilet if I play it one more time.
Really?
Yeah.
Funny.
But
he's cute.
That's why I like it.
Yeah, we'll post a video of him for sure.
Sure.
He's got kind of a snub-nosed groundhog thing going on.
Yeah, he's not a very good-looking squirrel.
Maybe he's a Chinese squirrel.
Maybe.
Let's see.
Korean squirrel?
No. Flower Mound, Texas.
Flower Mound, Texas.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Flower Mound, Texas. No wonder.
He's a retarded squirrel.
Oh, that's sad. No, Brad T's going to hate you for that.
Now we're going to get retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can't win some days.
Some days you just can't win.
Because I'm...
It's genius.
Fruit Loops.
He's getting a nuttin'. I like the music in the background. It's not just
cute.
Him singing. There's music, too.
He's cute. Pretty,
it's very cute. It's good. All right. Well, we also have some Christmas music that I really like. It's Christmas time. No burden or stress. No stress, y'all. And even if you're burdened, then your burden is less. Feature a little Christmas music. If you understand, the virgin was blessed. Yeah. It's Christmas time. Relax your mind. And the wine, yeah. Full of peace. Full of joy. Tell you why, yeah. So there's a little taste of what they're playing on MP3, 3HMP3.com. And I wanted to play you another one here if I can find it. There it is. This one's a little funnier. I like it.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. I forgot the words to the song, so I'm gonna make it up as I go along. La 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 la.
So there you go. There is some stuff that the 3HMP3 is putting out. That's Third Coast Fire, and their podcast. And they have a mixtape of hip-hop, Christian hip-hop, holy hip-hop. And they've done a Christmas special, and I love it. It's right there below the Peanuts Christmas CD.
Really?
Yes.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
All right, well, that's all we got for you today. I think that's quite enough, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's quite enough of me. And quite enough of Chaz.
Hey!
Join us tomorrow when Chaz says... That's when you say something. Ah! All right, everybody. Well, we hope you have a blessed day. Bios con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.